Hi, just wanted to call ahead and I'll let you know that David Sector still needs those papers signed. And once that's done, they can go ahead with everything. So just let me know when I can get that paperwork back and we can send that off. Thanks. Hey, thanks for getting back to me that paperwork. In terms of the things that you needed for your office, I did call Natalie about that and she said it's fine. I mean the maintenance guy should be coming in to fix that light in the ceiling and to check the water in that in your private bathroom. So just let me know if there's anything else that you need me to do. I am going on leave in the next few days, so please remember that when I'm on holiday, don't call me. I won't be here. Hi, thanks for thanks for letting me know. I'm glad that everything's sorted. I was really worried that everything didn't go through, but I'm glad that we didn't have any issues doing that. In terms of your offer, I'm not 100% sure that's appropriate protocol, but I will see what I can do. Hi. I wanted to say thank you very much for dinner last night. It was amazing. And you were such a gentleman. I didn't realize, you know, that you had such fine tastes. But thank you. Thank you so much. Again, I am leaving in a few days, so if there's any last minute things you need me to do, let me know. Okay. Hi. Can't believe you kind of left me in the dark about this, seeing as this was a little bit more important, the fact that you have a wife. Yeah, if you're married, I don't want to get involved in that. You're very attractive, and I do find you incredibly attractive. Don't get me wrong, there's I do. Okay, this is not the point. The point is, this can't happen, okay? I am your secretary. You're my boss. That's it, okay? Nothing else can happen. Okay, you need to stop doing this. You need to stop calling me and leaving these messages because you have a wife and I don't. It doesn't even matter how long you guys have been together or if you guys have issues because this doesn't make cheating excusable. Look, if this keeps going, I won't have a choice and I'll put in for resignation. Okay? Just please. Please. For your sake and hers. Just stop. Okay, you need to. Okay, this is getting. The fact of the matter is that I am incredibly attracted to you, and I know you are attracted to me, but none of this can happen. You know this, I know this. I don't want to ruin your marriage. But that won't stop me from being really attracted to you. I've held myself back for so long and I've just been trying to be as professional as I can be at work, but so you need to understand that my professional standpoint at work is not how I am outside. I don't want to give in to these urges, as it were, at work or in a professional setting. If you want to do this. We need to be discreet about it. Okay? Hey, man. Last night was fun. I'm fairly sure you still have my black lacy underwear in your pocket. So, to not run the risk of, getting caught by your wife, I would like those back. If not, if you could, dispose of them ASAP, that would be fantastic. That just means you'll have to buy me a new pair. Oh my god, I can't wait to see you again, please. Please, oh god, I really need you, okay? Just call me back when you can. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need you so bad right now. Call me back when you can so I can get myself off. I'm so fucking wet for you. God. Oh, I hate this. I hate that the only thing that can get me off right now is your thick, hard cock pounding into my tight but little cunt. Please, please call me back as soon as you can so I can get off to at least the sound of your voice telling me all the filthy little things that you want to do to me. Call me back. Please. This is fun, isn't it? I know you like it. I know you like the thought of almost getting caught by your wife. Me leaving these filthy little messages on your phone, on your voicemail. And if she just took a listen to them, oh, she'd know that these are not business calls at all. Can you imagine if she was there in the next room while we were fucking? You having me bent over your desk in your study while you fuck me from behind and grab my ponytail hard, stuffing my panties in my mouth. That'd be fun. I'd have to keep quiet though, wouldn't I? And I am not quiet. You know that. Hey. No, I wasn't expecting you to call me at all, to be honest. I honestly thought that maybe you'd forgotten about little old me. It's been so long. Well, what do you want to hear from me? You want me to tell you exactly what I do to you right now? Oh, come on, I know you missed this. I'm not attached, sweetie. Addicted to you. Your wife can stay in the picture. I don't mind. I think she will, though. Don't worry. All our little rendezvous, all the photos you took of me, all those little videos you have, they're safe. They're tucked away. Trust me. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you, sweetie. Not when I crave you so bad. I'm just thinking of that thick, hard cock fucking my tight little hole. I bet you'd love to just pound me, wouldn't you? Oh, she's there, is she? Hi. Tell her I sent her my regards. Did she get the roses I sent? Oh, on your behalf, of course. Don't worry. Oh, she says thank you. Tell her anytime. Can she tell that you're hard through your pants? You have to play all innocent, don't you? Yes, Mr. Henderson is on the line. Not his filthy little whore of a receptionist. I bet she would love to know all about the Henderson Project, wouldn't she? And then about how I ride you in your office chair after hours when she thinks you're coming home late because you're still signing off on paperwork. Or how you gag me with your cock while I'm on my knees, makeup running, hair a mess, tits hanging out of my blouse, and my pussy soaking wet for that cock. I bet you'd love to just fuck me right now. Pin me up against the wall. No, of course, dear. Yes. Yes, the Henderson file is definitely more important. More important than my aching, wet pussy begging for your cock. Oh, please, sir. Fuck me. Pin me up against the wall. Fuck me. I know there are things that she can't deliver on. She doesn't gag on your cock like I do. She doesn't take it all the way down her throat. Oh, she doesn't let you fuck her face, does she? Oh, but I do, don't I? I'm such a good little whore for you, sir. I got that little set you bought for me. Thank you for sending that through. I might wear that to work on Monday. No, of course I'll be in. I'll be back then. Oh, don't worry. I won't play with myself. I won't come until you say. It's never really any fun anymore when it's just myself and some toys. It's a lot more fun when it's all over your cock. Oh my god, that thick, hard cock stretching my tight, wet little pussy out. I bet you miss how tight it is around your cock. On how wet you make me. Oh, don't worry, you can spank me when we get to work on Monday. Maybe during the lunch hour. Don't worry, I'll be a good girl. I'll count every single spank. You can use your belt on me too. Maybe to choke me with. That would be fun, wouldn't it? God, what I would give to suck your cock right now, sir. Oh, the phone call's taking too long? We'll tell her that there are lots of things that need to be discussed. The Henderson Project is still in motion, and there are details that need to be confirmed. Oh, she bought that, didn't she? She doesn't know that I'm whispering filthy little things into your ears while you palm your cock through your pants, and I know you are. Oh, why am I doing this? Because I can. You started it. You can't finish your little game. Well, don't worry. I won't tell. Unless you give me a reason to. God, I want you to come for me. I don't care if it's in your pants. I want you to come for me. Well, I'm at our little rendezvous spot. So, if you want to maybe head back, I'll be